how can you cross off more items on your to-do list? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in this Leader Feeder, I want to talk about those pesky to-do list items that just seem to sit there on your to-do list. I have to admit to you that even though we teach a lot of good leadership practices, I still struggle with crossing items off my to-do list. And then I came across a tip that can be very effective in helping you get a sense of achievement by actually crossing items or checking them off your list. The biggest tip that I got is that you need to make sure that any item that's on your to-do list has both a verb and a noun. Now, if it's been a while since you went to grammar school, let me just emphasize that. If you put on your to-do list planning for the new year, that's not really a verb, right? If it's draft the plan for next year, that would be using the verb with the noun and allows you to check it off as soon as you have the draft complete. If it's send an email to the employees, you can also check that off. But you can't just put improve communication, even though I guess technically that is a verb, but it's not really an action. It's more of an outcome that you're looking for. So as you look at your to-do list, I have a few suggestions for how you can reword them so that you can get a sense of accomplishment when you check them off. Number one is, if you're planning for next year, write it as draft plan for next year. That would be an easy one to do. Another one you could do is communicate the plan for next year. That's a separate activity. And the third one might be schedule a meeting with the employees to review the plan. By adding the verbs to your to-do list, you'll be able to check them off and get a sense of achievement and accomplishment, and hopefully just not have those items clog your to-do list going forward. Now, once you've managed the day-to-day tasks on your to-do list, you might decide, hey, I need to improve some of my other leadership behaviors and performance. And so, of course, that's where we come in with our frontline leadership course, and we can either deliver that in person on site, or using our virtual training studio, we can make it engaging right to the desktops of your team. It all starts with a conversation at uniquedevelopment.com, and I look forward to working with you and your organization to drive the expectations that you need in terms of operating results and employee engagement.